Turn with me in your Bibles, please, for the second reading, Deuteronomy chapter 28, for somewhat of a lengthy chapter. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. And it shall come to pass that thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high, above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way, and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses, and in all that thou settest thine hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee an holy people unto himself, as he hath sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, and walk in his ways. And all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven, to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them. And thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Cursed shalt thou be in the city, and cursed shalt thou be in the field. Cursed shall be thy basket and thy store. Cursed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy land, the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of thy sheep. Cursed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and cursed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall send upon thee cursing, vexation, and rebuke in all that thou settest thine hand unto for to do, until thou be destroyed, and until thou perish quickly, because of the wickedness of thy doings, whereby thou hast forsaken me. The Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee, until he have consumed thee from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. The Lord shall smite thee with a consumption, and with a fever, and with an inflammation, and with an extreme burning, and with the sword, and with blasting, and with mildew, and they shall pursue thee until thou perish. And thy heaven that is over thy head shall be brass, and the earth beneath that is under thee shall be iron. The Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust. From heaven shall it come down upon thee until thou be destroyed. The Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before thine enemies. Thou shalt go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them, and shalt be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. And thy carcass shall be meat unto all fowls of the air and unto the beasts of the earth, and no man shall fray them away. The Lord will smite thee with the botch of Egypt, and with the emerods, and with the scab, and with the itch, whereof thou canst not be healed. The Lord shall smite thee with madness and blindness and astonishment, And thou shalt grope at noonday, as the blind gropeth in darkness. And thou shalt not prosper in thy ways. And thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. Thou shalt betroth a wife, and another man shall lie with her. Thou shalt build an house, and thou shalt not dwell therein. Thou shalt plant a vineyard, and shalt not gather the grapes thereof. The ox shall be slain before thine eyes, or thine ox shall be slain before thine eyes, and thou shalt not eat thereof. Thine ass shall be violently taken away from before thy face, and shall not be restored to thee. Thy sheep shall be given unto thine enemies, and thou shalt have none to rescue them. Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given to another people, and thine eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long, and there shall be no might in thine hand. The fruit of thy land and all of thy labors shall a nation which thou knowest not eat up, and thou shalt be only oppressed and crushed away. So that thou shalt be mad for the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see. The Lord shall smite thee in the knees and in the legs with a sore botch that cannot be healed, from the sole of thy foot to the top of thy head. The Lord shall bring thee and thy king which thou shalt set over thee unto a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers have known. And there shalt thou serve other gods, wood and stone. And thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all nations whither the Lord shall lead thee. Thou shalt carry much seed out into the field, and shalt gather but little in, for the locust shall consume it. Thou shalt plant vineyards and dress them, but shalt neither drink of the wine nor gather of the grapes, for the worms shall eat them. Thou shalt have olive trees throughout all thy coasts, but thou shalt not anoint thyself with the oil, for thine olive shall cast his fruit. Thou shalt beget sons and daughters, but thou shalt not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity. All thy trees and the fruit of thy land shall the locust consume. The stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. He shall lend to thee, and thou shalt not lend to him. He shall be the head, and thou shalt be the tail. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee, and shall pursue thee, and overtake thee, till thou be destroyed, because thou hearkenest not unto the voice of the Lord thy God to keep his commandments and his statutes, which he commanded thee, and they shall be upon thee for a sign and a wonder, and upon thy seed forever, because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Therefore shalt thou serve thine enemies, which the Lord shall send against thee in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he have destroyed thee. The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flieth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand, a nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. And he shall eat the fruit of thy cattle, and the fruit of thy land, until thou be destroyed, which also shall not leave either corn, not leave thee either corn, wine, or oil, or the increase of thy kine, or flocks of thy sheep, until he have destroyed thee. And he shall besiege thee in all thy gates, until thy high and fenced walls come down, wherein thou trustest throughout all thy land. And he shall besiege thee in all thy gates throughout all thy land, which the Lord thy God hath given thee. And thou shalt eat the fruit of thine own body, the flesh of thy sons and of thy daughters, which the Lord thy God hath given thee in the siege and in the straitness, wherewith thine enemies shall distress thee, so that the man that is tender among you and very delicate, his eye shall be evil toward his brother and toward the wife of his bosom and toward the remnant of his children, which he shall leave, so that he will not give to any of them the flesh of his children whom he shall eat, because he hath nothing left in him, or nothing left him in the siege and in the straitness, wherewith thine enemies shall distress thee in all thy gates. The tender and delicate woman among you, which would not adventure to set the sole of her foot upon the ground for delicateness and tenderness, her eyes shall be evil toward the husband of her bosom, and toward her son, and toward her daughter, and toward her young one that cometh out from between her feet, and toward her children, which she shall bear, for she shall eat them for want of all things secretly in the siege and straitness, wherewith thine enemy shall distress thee in thy gates. If thou wilt not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that thou mayest fear this glorious and dreadful name, the Lord thy God, then the Lord will make thy plagues wonderful, and the plagues of thy seed, even great plagues, and of long continuous and sore sicknesses, and of long continuance. Moreover, he will bring upon thee all the diseases of Egypt, which thou wast afraid of, and they shall cleave unto thee. Also every sickness and every plague, which is not written in the book of this law, them will the Lord bring upon thee until thou be destroyed. And ye shall be left few in number, whereas ye were as the stars of heaven for multitude, because thou wouldest not obey the voice of the Lord thy God. And it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good and to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught. And ye shall be plucked from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. And the Lord shall scatter thee among all people from the one end of the earth even unto the other. And there thou shalt serve other gods, which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, even wood and stone. And among these nations shalt thou find no ease, neither shall the sole of thy foot have rest, but the Lord shall give thee there a trembling heart, and a failing of eyes, and sorrow of mind. And thy life shall hang in doubt before thee, and thou shalt fear day and night, and shalt have none assurance of thy life. In the morning thou shalt say, Would God it were even, and at the even thou shalt say, Would God it were morning, for the fear of thine heart wherewith thou shalt fear, and for the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see. And the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships, by the way whereof I spake unto thee. Thou shalt see it no more again. And there ye shall be sold unto your enemies for bondmen and for bondwomen, and no man shall buy you. May God add his blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his most holy word. Tough passage. Don't have time to unpack all of it, but there are essentially three sections to the passage. The first section speaks of the encouragements to obedience. The second section speaks to the discouragements toward disobedience. And then the third section speaks of the full and final results of disobedience. We need not to run back through. I mean, some of the things that we've read are horrible to our hearing. There are things that the children of Israel did when they were under siege, not only in Babylon, but also in 70 AD, that, were we not a country that kills its young in the womb, we might be tempted to call it barbaric. But we have no room to talk. So, what is most often misunderstood about Deuteronomy chapter 28 is some would have the Lord speaking here in a kind of quid pro quo circumstance. That what the Lord is saying here is, if you want good from me, you do good, and I'll reward your good with more good. And if you want to be punished, and if you want evil from me, then do evil, and I'll give you evil. I'll give you whatever it is that you earn. Of course, we know that in a covenant of grace, that kind of understanding does not obtain. That when we are talking about a covenant of grace, what the Lord is speaking about here is he is speaking about not what we earn, either good or evil. He is speaking about his own encouragements to the good and his discouragements toward evil. Because even in the good that we do, we recognize no perfection in it. But even in the evil that we do, remember, in a covenant of works, how many sins does it take until death is the wage? Just one. But notice what the Lord did. Notice how the Lord treated with Israel even over those long years, those several centuries, about five, between the time when they came out of Egypt till the time of Nebuchadnezzar and the destruction of Jerusalem in 586 BC. Remember how patient and kind the Lord was. Remember that there were days of reformation. There were days of obedience, and the Lord encouraged that obedience with victory and the casting out of their enemies. You see, it is in this way that the Lord speaks in Deuteronomy chapter 28. He hasn't suddenly thrown off all grace, and now he's going to work with the children of Israel on the basis of their behavior in such a way that they will be blessed if they obey and not blessed if they disobey. Rather, what he is doing here is he is showing, number one, his encouragements to do well. And what are those encouragements? If you obey me, I'll scatter your enemies. Not that you have earned the scattering of your enemies by your obedience, but I will scatter your enemies so that you will be freed up to greater obedience, so that you can continue on down the road of obedience, so that you'll understand the blessed estate of obedience. But if you will not obey, then I will show you the misery of your ways. And by the way, if anyone thinks that they are being punished for their sins here in Deuteronomy chapter 28, let's remember this, that after everything came upon them, and they died in the field, then the Lord sent them to eternal judgment for punishment of their sins. The punishment of their sins was not here. Our sins deserve eternal separation from the comfortable presence of God. There is no earthly or temporal judgment that can come upon us that is commensurate with our flying in the face of the Holy God. So this is not punishment for their sins. These are the chastisements that the Lord brings upon His people to turn them from their wickedness and to plant them in the way of obedience. And he encourages them to obedience by blessing them and easing their way in this world so that they might continue and be encouraged to greater obedience. They have not earned heaven with their obedience, nor have they somehow with their obedience delivered their souls from hell. That would be a covenant of works. And it would require a personal, perfect, and perpetual obedience. So we must get ourselves thinking, even when we read Old Testament passages like this, we must get ourselves thinking in gospel terms, in gracious terms. And when we begin thinking like that, then we understand that God does deliver His people to dire difficulties, to terrible afflictions. And yet, if they are truly God's people, then those afflictions, just like the blessings that He sends, are salutary to them, sanctifying to them, helpful to their souls. So you have two Israelites live next door to each other. In comes the Babylonian army. And both houses are destroyed and both families are just decimated, lost many members. And let's just say it's the two fathers, just for point of argument, just the two fathers of the two households that are left behind. One is a believer, one is an unbeliever. The unbeliever curses God. Why would you do this to me? I was not that bad. And the believer says, the Lord has not punished us commensurate with our sins. He could have gone much deeper with His stroke. Blessed be His name. The one operating under a principle of grace, the other operating upon a principle of supposed merit. And we see the folly of that, don't we? And so in all that we have read here in Deuteronomy chapter 28, and as dire as it is, let us remember that the Lord advertised what His course would be as Moses ramps up to the crescendo of his final sermon here in Deuteronomy. Remember, we normally divide it into five sermons. As he's ramping up his final sermon here, and at the end of that sermon, he's going to give them a song to sing in chapter 32. And that song that he gives them to sing is what? By the way, la-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. when you apostatize, la-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, I will send you and scatter you to the four corners of the earth, la-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And the people are to learn that song so that they will know in advance that the Lord is a just and gracious and kind God, advertised beforehand what He would do to them when they apostatized, to discourage them from doing that. And you know what? Because the work of the Lord is, it never goes out and returns unto Him void, Isaiah 55, it accomplished everything it was supposed to do. That there were a few, a remnant, though the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea, yet a remnant shall be saved. And that righteous remnant, they mourned and they wept for their sins, like Daniel and Ezra and Nehemiah. And they indeed took all of that calamity that came upon them, and it was of great use to them in their souls. And so even in these cursings and even in these great calamities and afflictions that God sends, we still see His mercy. We still see His grace to His people. It's just we get sideways and we think that grace is in things. Grace is in stuff. Grace is in circumstances. And it's not. It is the supernatural ability that God places in the heart of His people to take calamities and to draw spiritual nourishment, to draw even salvation from them. Thus ends the reading then of Deuteronomy chapter 20.